at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here today. A lot going on in the Umpqua Valley to talk about, and we're going to explore the Roseburg Rotary Club's 100th anniversary with Club President Ryan Melton and Savannah Jones as well. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
So, first of all, one of you can explain to just for the few people that probably don't know exactly what is Rotary?
So, Rotary is an exceptional organization here in Douglas County and globally, actually. Have 89 members here in our chapter and then 1.4 million globally. So Rotary is, I mean, down to its basics, it provides services to others, and that's within our communities and larger. We promote integrity and have hope to advance world understanding of goodwill and peace through fellowship with local business owners, leaders in our community, individuals who just really want to do good, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved?
So I got involved because I was a part of LATIP, and we had an individual who was in Rotary come and kind of chat at the table with me about it, and I found it really interesting. I wanted to do more for my community, and it sounded like that was the perfect place. And to be honest, it's been a year this month, and they do a lot of good.
So, Ryan, how did you get involved?
Yeah, kind of similar. I mean, I live here in Roseburg, and the beauty of Roseburg is that a few people can do really good things. So I was looking for opportunities to get involved with the community, and came across a couple of colleagues that were involved in Rotary and invited me to come to a few meetings, kind of see what it was about, and just, yeah, really started to really dig what they were doing. And kind of think we started with picking up litter along Harvard and our, Garden Valley. And that was kind of that was it. I was like, hey, this is it. It's like, we can do something. And it was nice just to be involved with the community.
So how long have you been a member?
Oh gosh. I think I am going on 4 years.
And you're already running the place.
Yeah. Thing about a small Rotary club.
Did you miss a meeting?
Right. That's exactly right. Right. I think I became president about 6 months in. So,
and wow. I was membership chair 2 weeks in.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And obviously you both like it. Now, nationally, when did Rotary begin?
Rotary began in 1905. So, I mean, we've been 100 years, but nationally they got us beat by like a lot, Kyle.
Wow. So, I mean, for a club, for any organization, and I've been here long enough that I've seen, you know, the changes and the shifts, and generally some organizations kind of fade out and other things come in, mm-hmm. and all of that. For any kind of nonprofit community service organization to still be here after 100 years, that's pretty incredible.
Incredible, yeah.
And do you know, I mean, obviously if the national organization's been around longer, there's probably a lot of other Rotary clubs that are this old or older.
I think what it is, Kyle, is there's a common theme when you meet Rotarians, and it is that want to do good and that want to, you know, promote positivity within your community. And when you continually add members to that, they don't want it to die. So you invite more people with a like-minded, view on what creates a striving community, and it really doesn't die then because you just keep passing it on.
So do you guys have like an exact start date that you know this club began, or is it just that it was in April 100 years ago?
We're going to say today,
yeah,
because we want an answer, Kyle.
Right, that was
a hard question.
Yeah. I'm not exactly the exact start date. I'm sure the Rotarians listening to us right now are probably frowning, but
shaking their heads.
Shaking their heads in shame.
Or any of them that were around when it began.
Right.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, 100 years, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Now, what about recent things the club has worked on around the community?
Yeah, I think I'll address this. Probably our big projects, which I think most people in the Douglas County area are familiar with, is the Festival of Lights. So we're certainly involved in supporting that both financially and through volunteerism. You know, I was out there taking down those lights, and I'll tell you, Kyle, those are super heavy to take down. So Rotarians are involved at all levels of that particular event. We're also heavily involved in our spring and summer youth livestock auctions. So the lamb show, as well as the livestock auction at the fair, which is an amazing opportunity for kids to raise livestock and understand what that's like and then sell them for a pretty penny. In addition, we were involved in funding and developing the Accessibility Park at River Forks. So that's a Rotary project. We were involved in the Glide of Wildfire Revitalization project. So certainly involved in that in terms of both the funding, and we did shopping for children during Christmas. We partnered with the YMCA on the River Rescue Project. Another thing that I'm quite proud of that we do, we take some of the funds from Festival of Lights and then provide local scholarships to local high school students, with specific scholarships going to Umpqua Community College to try to keep our students local. In addition, you know, we donate library books to our public library. As I mentioned earlier, we do the roadside garbage pickup. We've done computer tablets for Grove. You might notice around the community, at least some schools, you'll see buddy benches, which are benches that we've helped fund, which are benches when somebody needs a buddy to talk to. They sit there, and that's kind of the signal that somebody would like someone to sit down next to them. Yeah.
So big and small, yep. I mean, because you think about Festival of Lights, that's a huge project.
That's huge, yep.
You know, and takes weeks and weeks on both the front and back end, and then while it's happening as well. Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of other organizations involved with you in that, too, because that's such a big lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say it actually takes months before and months after. We literally just finished that last month in terms of getting it all cleaned up and taken down.
Wow, and I thought my house, you know, just think about how long house projects take sometimes when you're busy working. Think about a project like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. And the fact that back from when, and I talked with Kerwin Doughton way mm-hmm. back, mm-hmm. you know, almost when this began, but not quite. And of the similar efforts that were going on around the state then, this is the only one that's still going with those lights, the long-term light show.
And I think that, like Savannah said, that speaks to the heart of Rotary. Obviously, Kerwin was a heart and soul of that project, and we've been able to kind of keep that going, not without some struggles, but we've been able to kind of keep that going through Rotarian efforts following his passing.
Now, what about other projects maybe of, you know, decades past that you guys are known for? If you go, you know, back around and look around Roseburg.
I think we were, I don't know, decades past, you're going to... You're dating me a little bit, but I know we were involved in kind of setting up the outside auditorium at Umpqua Community College. There's been some cleanup at the VA that we have done.
So a lot of different things.
A lot of different things over the years. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the age range of people in the club?
Wow. So, I mean, it really spans. If you really want to get to that median of most, I mean, I think most individuals are right around their 50s. But what's great about the Roseburg of, you know, the Rotary of Roseburg Club is we really talk about how to make sure that we are a diverse and inclusive organization, because there is so much knowledge that can be gained from someone in their early 20s just coming into the business community and looking to develop their network and their partnerships. And, you know, there's so much we can learn from an individual who has been in Rotary for, you know, 25 years. So it really is diverse in any way that you look at it. But, you know, bringing more individuals in the younger business community into the organization is something that we are always looking to do, because, I mean, there's so much growth there and so much potential.
You know, here's a question that I'm almost tired of asking, but yet it's impacted everybody's lives. How did you guys get through COVID?
We struggled like many nonprofit community-based organizations. We went online temporarily, of course, kind of did the Zoom Rotary meeting, still followed the same format, still brought in our community speakers and did that for a while. Certainly we ran into some times where we had to cancel meetings kind of based on spikes or whatever was going on. I mean, one thing, though, that I think we did that many other Rotary clubs were unable to do, as I am in contact with other clubs around the state, is that we did keep going and we stayed in person as long as we possibly could. You know, whether that was masked, spacing, we were fortunate at that time to have a fairly large space so we could spread out a little bit. And we weren't a huge club, so we were still under the capacity to be able to meet in person. So we benefited from that, and we were able to stay going. I remember being on calls with other Rotary clubs and saying, oh, we haven't met for weeks and weeks and weeks and we can't even get Zoom working. And I'm like, we're still meeting. We're still meeting. And if when things got really bad, we went to Zoom. But as soon as we could get back, we made the commitment to get back in person, because I think that human connection really is what kind of keeps us all together.
All right. We're going to be back in a moment. Speaking of coming back after the break, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. It is 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Roseburg School District bond levy. Joe Garcia and Alex Palm will be in to unveil that. Well, not unveil, but kind of unpack that and talk about the aspects of that coming up on your upcoming election ballot. Roseburg Rotary Club, the focus today. Club President Ryan Melton and Savannah Jones. So what's your role right now? Are you still?
I'm membership chair.
So you're still doing that?
Yes, I am.
All right. So you guys are busy there. Has the club grown in the past year or so? It seems like coming out of COVID, some organizations have grown more quickly and some it's been slow.
I think our membership actually has stayed pretty consistent. I mean, we certainly lost some members through COVID, as many service organizations did. But we gained several back, and one thing that we did recently is that Roseburg actually used to include three Rotary clubs. So over the last year, to almost coincide with our centennial, is we merged all three of the clubs together, because kind of the thinking being that the more members, the greater the impact that we could have. So that actually increased our membership quite a bit. And then we've added amazing members like Savannah recently, and she's done a great job as our membership chair to bring in some new members, particularly some young business people, which, again, we do want to continue to see that part of our membership grow.
So I know at one point there was like a club in the morning and a club at different times of the day and all that. But now that you're all one club, when and where are your meetings?
Yeah, so now we meet every Friday at noon at Aviva Health in their upstairs conference room. Shout out to Aviva for providing that space for us. Amazing community partner. Yeah, so every Friday at noon.
And this Friday afternoon, you've got a special event and an unveiling of, I'm kind of fascinated to see this, Roseburg Centennial Monument. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this is a statue that will have our Rotary emblem. It's really, in a lot of ways, a giant Rotary wheel. And this will kind of help us display the work that we've been doing in the community for the last 100 years. We'll have two, but this will be our first one that we'll be showcasing. This was funded through a district grant that our club earned. And that district grant then allowed us to incorporate talent within our own community. This statue was built by Sutherland High School and the students in their middle class. So what an awesome way to kind of show how the community is coming together and show the strengths of our students. So that was just, for me, that was just kind of the big part of this. It's great to advertise Rotary, but to have this done by our local community students is icing on the cake.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of it while it was being produced, so I'm really curious how it's going to look, you know, when it's up. And where's it going to be located at?
Yeah, the event will take place at the corner of Edenbauer Boulevard and Stewart Parkway. Come on down between 4:30 and 5:30, so it'll be right there.
So you're not going to put the wheel in the middle of the intersection, obviously.
You're right.
Which part of the intersection is it going to, or which property adjoining is it going to be on?
You know, I haven't actually seen it yet. So I know it's going up, and that's kind of what we're going to find out during the unveiling. And I know that there are some really, really great bodies behind this. Mm-hmm. We might have a little more information on that, because that's kind of one of the things that they've chartered this year, is taking on that monument. So to answer your question, Kyle, in a short way, not really. Sure, but we're excited to see as well.
Right,
you got to come to the unveiling to find out.
Right.
So basically, if you're down there, it'll be pretty obvious where the crowd of people is and all of that. And then you're going to have a second one later, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And where will that be?
That is still to be determined, but we all will get back on the show and tell you all about it when it happens.
So it looks like kind of a cool thing to do, and just to just let people know as they're passing through town or coming off the freeway or whatever, that there's a Rotary Club here.
Yep, there's a little Rotary Club here. We've been here for a long time, and we're continuing to support this community.
So if somebody, you know, hasn't gotten plugged into things in town, and I know with a lot of the groups I talk to, there's this sort of, I don't even know what the current term is. I've heard different terms. But, you know, during COVID, a lot of people got used to pulling back and not getting involved, and that sort of became a habit. And some people are ready to jump out at events and concerts and things like that. But when you say, hey, we need help to pull this off, people seem, in a lot of cases, not as ready to jump back in because they got used to having more free time.
Sure.
So if somebody, though, is interested, what do you think some of the benefits are to them of being involved in Rotary?
That's a great question. And, you know, real quick, I want to touch on, you talked about the time commitment when you're not used to it anymore. One of the great things that I've loved about Rotary is you get to have that freedom of maybe not being at every meeting because life is busy and you are surrounded by business leaders within your community who have that same, you know, that same situation going on. So that's really great. But as far as why someone would want to join Rotary and what the benefits are, networking is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, you meet so many different people who have the same passions as you and who also are, you know, business leaders or business owners or just really invested in their community. And when you spend time surrounding yourself with individuals with the same passions, a lot of times it's really easy to get great work done. Ryan said in the beginning, and he hit the nail on the head, a couple people with really good intentions can do a lot. And besides that, there is a lot of things you're learning about globally that are issues you might not have known prior, and you can share that information. There's great exchange programs for our students that you can get involved with. And, you know, when we talk about the different projects that Rotary has done in the past, it is limitless. You can apply for grants through Rotary International, and you can really make changes for things that might seem like you are just passionate about it. But when you say it in a room full of 30 individuals within your community, there's going to be 5-10 people who are interested in helping as well. So it's a really great way to bring change to your community.
Ryan, what are your thoughts about reasons somebody should consider joining?
I think Savannah did a nice job kind of describing that, but really it's connection to the community. I mean, one thing that I've noticed about Roseburg, and I've lived here now going on about seven years, is that this community is very much a giving community and kind of passionate about where we live. We're proud of what we do here. We're proud of our community. And this really is an opportunity to jump right in. I mean, and your commitment can be as small as I attend a meeting every so often just to hear the speakers, get to know people, pay my dues, and that's how I'm involved. Or you can chair a committee. You could lead up our next Rotary Gala, which can be used to fund additional scholarships or to fund some of our projects. You can be involved in the roadside cleanup. You can help volunteer at Festival of Lights. So you can get involved at any level. And one thing I've said as president is that involvement isn't always show up every meeting, raise your hand and volunteer at every single event. Sometimes it's just showing up, and whatever level of commitment you can make, that will make a difference.
All right, Roseburg Rotary Club. And again, when and where for the event on Friday?
So the event on Friday is going to take place between 4:30 and 5:30 on the corner of Edenbauer Boulevard and Stewart Parkway. So great way to network with other members, get some refreshments, and learn about Rotary.
All right, yep. Perfect. Ryan Melton, Savannah Jones, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.